All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we will get to David's rumors soon, but the godfather of radio, Mr. Michael Stone. Now, Mike, you'll be on with us tonight, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, I wanted to ask you the question we started the show with.
Okay.
Albert Breer report. That the Lions are attempting to aggressively move up and get an edge rusher. Do you put no stock, some stock, or complete stock in it?
I put some stock into it, and the reason is simple. If Brad Holmes, and we don't know, has a guy that he really wants, and I assume that would be Jared Verse, right? Then, yeah, I buy it. And as you agree with, I know, and Rico does too, the three most important things are football, is having a good quarterback, protecting that quarterback, and getting to the opposition's quarterback. And if you can do something, you know, to make that happen on the defensive side of the ball, by all means, go ahead.
What do you want? Like, that's the thing is, like, everybody has their own, like, want. And I hate how we've arrived at this thing where if you say what you want, they're like, oh, you don't trust Brett? No, we have a job to do.
Right.
Okay? Only one guy in the station just lets it play out until the body's cold, and that's John. So for the rest of us, if the Godfather, which this would terrify me, but if you're seven Bloody Marys deep tonight,
yes,
you're running the Lions draft room at 29, what do you want them to do?
It's cliche, but I'll do the Brad Holmes mod. I want the best player on my board available because they put themselves in a position where they don't have to reach for a corner if they think an offensive lineman is better. Just take the best player. Unless it's a quarterback, a wide receiver, a quarterback, or a running back, or a kicker, obviously.
Now Rico's been saying for weeks they're moving down.
That wouldn't surprise me, especially because it seems to me there's so many guys at corner, even and wide receiver, and even edge.
I think the quarterbacks, Tony. If Nix and Penix don't get selected, somebody like Mike's Giants could say, you know what, we still need a quarterback.
Right.
What if we move up? Kind of what the Ravens did with Lamar. We'll get that extra year of control. Hey, Detroit, you want to switch with us? We'll give you our 36th pick.
Absolutely, I would
do it. Something else, and you let us move up to 29.
Absolutely.
And because I got to feel at that point, anybody that you want, you probably have like three or four names.
Right.
Chances are one of those people will still be there.
And if they haven't traded up or attempted to trade up, chances are, he probably won't say, that Brad Holmes only has, you know, this X amount of first-round grades. So he says, you know what, I'm going to take the best player at 36 instead of wherever
I've brought this up the last 2 days because I thought it was an idiotic thing that my general manager did. He revealed the amount of first-round grades he had. He said, Joe Shane said he only had 15 first-round grades this year. So it's just this idea. And again, that could be total nonsense. Mm-hmm. He could have lied through his teeth. But see, I'm with you in that, look, they're a Super Bowl team. All right, you're in that mix.
Yes.
I think if you're one of the 6 to 8 best teams in the league, which I think the Lions are, you're considered a Super Bowl contender. If Brad Holmes has whatever finite number of first-round grades, remember last year the famous thing was I think there were 18, there were like
something.
18 or whatever it was, and they were picking at 18. I understand fans hate the idea of, well, Brad's so good at drafting, why would you want to give away draft pick? Because he is good. Meaning, right. Go get a guy he views as a premium asset.
Correct.
That's going to put us over the top.
Right.
So this guy's scumbag team doesn't beat him in the second half.
Right. And
that was hurtful.
I understand.
That early in the draft, in the first round or the second round, you do that. Where he probably messed up was when he gave up fourth-round pick to get Broderick Martin in the third round.
The two screw-ups were, I'm sorry, the drafting of Hendon Hooker will never make sense to me at pick 71.
Right.
And the move up for Broderick Martin, right. Because we just haven't seen it yet.
Correct.
But look, no GM is going to bet.
No.
No GM in history.
The draft pick will only make sense if, God forbid, something happens to Goff this year and you have to play Hooker. While Goff is rehabbing.
Right.
That's the only way that pick makes sense.
You'll know if they think Hooker is good as whether they sign a veteran backup or not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. Well, and again, no GM has ever been able to keep up the pace that Brad Holmes is on. There will be regression here. But
yes.
It's just the idea. I know they don't think. I don't think they put even 1%, nor should they, into this thought process. This is just us talking.
Right.
I think it would be amazing for the fans and this city and that moment if you saw like pick 17 flash up and it's boom, Lions are on the clock.
Oh yeah,
it would just be incredible.
It would absolutely, but you're right. They cannot do anything
based upon what's going to
happen across the street. By the way, I have a question for you because I was walking around a little bit.
Yeah.
In your biggest fandom days, would you ever fly somewhere for the draft?
0.0.
I'm seeing guys with Indianapolis Colts jerseys with like World Wrestling Federation belts lugging around their shoulder. This can't be comfortable.
That's not that bad because that's a drive. I'm talking Tampa.
Okay, same thing. Yeah, I saw the Buccaneers people here when I walked in. It's like
Indianapolis means, you know what, a four-hour drive. Hey, you guys want to go drive to Detroit? Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, Rico and I were outside earlier. I saw a couple loser-ass Jet fans. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long way to travel.
They have to go JETS.
They were also here for sauce yesterday. So,
oh, good for them. So, no, Mike, no. Yeah. I mean, listen, understand. This is a TV event. I mean, we all grew up in a different time. This thing was going on while I was in school on Friday afternoon.
When I was a kid, back in, you know, before they had electricity, we had transistor radios. And
oh, my God.
My teachers would give me a hall pass because the draft was during the week.
Yes.
In the middle of the day. And I would have a little earphone. I'd write down, he'd get me out of class, tell me who the Eagles picked.
True or false,
yes.
You were there live. At the Palestra when the Eagles selected Norm Van Brocklin.
No, that'd be incorrect.
Okay.
My dad was at the championship game that they did win in 60, but okay. not me.
No, I just, this is a TV event to me.
Yes.
The feeling down here, yes, if you're here to party, and God bless, but it's like Times Square New Year's Eve.
I never understood it. Me neither.
And no offense, but like, if you got to put a diaper on to attend an event, I'm out. I want no part of that.
No, but this event is for the super fans.
Yes.
This is why you always see Crackman for us. He's going to all that. The super fan is there. It's made for them.
And the league takes care of some of those super fans
so,
in each
you know
city,
what?
Too.
Paint your face, cheer for your team. And, yeah, for decades, this was the best day of Lions.
Yes, this was the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now the Super Bowl's coming here, and we're picking 29 probably. Which is okay. Because you'd rather pick 29 than pick 3.
Right, you get to be a host of a party instead of excited for the party.
All right, so it's no big deal because none of us are going to get it right, nor should we.
No.
I mean, if any of us are getting it right, we have a real problem.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the information that these teams have. We don't get to interview the players. If they stay at 29, give me three names that you think it'll be one of those three players at 29.
I think JPJ. Kool-Aid McKinstry, or they might do something crazy like Adonai Mitchell.
Boy, he's even using the new name, too. It's A.D. Mitchell. I refuse.
His name's Adonai, and Adonai Hebrew means God.
But I've always known him as A.D.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I mean, please. All right, so of those three, Rico, if it's JPJ, AD Mitchell or Kool-Aid? Are you happy? That's a no.
No, I mean, right. But because here's the thing. Mitchell, maybe, because it fits the whole the RAS score and did he attend your
Elite
birthday
RAS.
Party. Right. I still say the one that nobody's talking about is Fisk. Watch out for that.
Oh, yeah.
If they stay at 29.
He might have no problem if they take him.
He had a high score. I think that's somebody that would fit what they want to do.
I'll see you at 8 o'clock.
Yes, you will.
My man.
Thanks.
By the way, you're in for the long haul here.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't have to get up tomorrow. It's the beauty of being semi-retired.
What else was he going to do?
Exactly.
Have you already had one?
Not yet. I did have one beer.
Man, his wife packed his lunch at 7 this morning.
No, I had okay. one. I had one beer.
Stoney, all right. There's the door. See you tomorrow.
Stoney, I'll see you in a couple. Yes. I'll see you in a couple hours, buddy.
All right, bye.
Mike Stone, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.